Yesterday on this program, we took a hike with biologist Michael Fay in the San Gabriel Mountains that he explored as a boy. Now working for the Wildlife Conservation Society, Mike Fay is one of the world's great explorers. He spent 15 months walking across the Congo region of Africa 3 years ago. He's embarking on a second ambitious expedition, sponsored in part by National Geographic. It's called the African Mega Flyover. He'll spend the next year traversing Africa in a light plane, searching out wild places where the impact of humans on nature is minimal. He launches the expedition tomorrow, and he is our guest today as we launch Radio Expeditions interviews on Day to Day, inspired by the National Geographic Radio Expedition series on Morning Edition. Talking by phone with Mike Fay earlier from his starting point in Johannesburg, South Africa, I asked how much he'll really be able to see from the air.
We've been looking at the imagery over the past few days, and what we're doing is we're shooting digital photographs vertically from the wing of the airplane, and these new digital cameras just allow you to have unbelievable resolution. So, you know, we're taking a snapshot of the ground every 20 seconds throughout this flight.
And how fast are you going?
We'll be flying anywhere from about 40 to 100 miles an hour.
40 miles an hour?
Yeah, this plane that we have, it's an old Cessna. It's a vintage Cessna, 1960s, but we've put these things they call vortex generators on the wings, which straighten out the airflow going over the wing, and it slows them right down. It's unbelievable.
I would think an airplane would fall out of the sky at 40 miles an hour.
Yeah, if we didn't have these little tabs on the wings, it definitely would fall out of the sky. So this thing, it's almost like slow motion flight. It's truly awesome.
You're going to land in some of these places and get out and walk through them as you did with your famous crossing of the Congo region?
Yeah, we're going to be looking for the wildest place in every ecosystem. And then once we get there, we're going to try and find a place to land as close as we can get to that wildest place and try to actually get to a lot of these on foot.
It's going to take you more than a year to do this. How many places do you think you're going to stop as you go south to north across Africa?
Well, the good thing about airplanes is you have to land every day. So, you know, we're going to be stopping in unbelievable places, you know, from southern Sudan to northern Mali. We're going to be going to places no one's been for a very long time.
When you made the mega transect across the Congo region, you faced some hazards from wildlife, from disease, from the isolation of the place. You've just mentioned two areas, southern Sudan and northern Mali, where there are other threats as well. That is, there are people with guns.
Yeah, guns, RPGs, missiles, things like that. But, you know, we're going to be working with people right on the ground who really know these places and can clue us in. And if, like I say, if we're not, we're just not going to go.
And you're loading the planes. You're getting your supplies finalized. What's going on?
Oh, this house is a beehive today. You know, we're putting new brackets and doors on the airplanes. We just put a new prop on the airplane yesterday, getting all of our camping equipment and food and everything else lined up for this year and a half. So we're busy bees.
Mike, we'll let you go, but we'll call you back from time to time and check in on your progress, okay?
Yeah.
Mike Fay, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
Thanks a lot.
Radio Expeditions is a co-production of NPR News and the National Geographic Society, and now a monthly series of interviews on Day to Day, not just with Mike, but with explorers, field scientists, photographers, and others.